This month, WRTI is showcasing the works of various female composers. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston considers a Philadelphia favorite.
Philadelphia's most prominent composer is the prolific Jennifer Higdon. Her extensive repertoire of contemporary classical music for orchestras, small ensembles, vocalists and choirs, and soon an opera, is performed around the world from Toronto to Tokyo. Higdon is on the faculty of her alma mater, the Curtis Institute. She also has a PhD from the University of Pennsylvania. Higdon believes her responsibilities as a composer are simple and straightforward.
Every line has to be interesting. So sometimes if I'm writing like four or five different lines, I'll actually pick randomly two lines and try them against each other. And then I'll add a third line, seeing if it's interesting.
Although she's been successful for years, in 2010, Higdon received a Grammy for her percussion concerto and a Pulitzer Prize for her violin concerto. Now she's creating her first opera, based on the Civil War story of love, abandonment, and return told in Charles Frazier's novel Cold Mountain. For Higdon, who turned 50 last year, maturity, in all its forms, doesn't mean complacency.
So this seemed like a logical step, and I thought, you know, you have to keep challenging yourself. Even though it was horrifically scary to even think about it, I had the exact same feeling when I started the Concerto for Orchestra for Philly, because I had never written an orchestra piece that large in terms of duration and probably size of orchestra.
Jennifer Higdon's opera is scheduled for a premiere in Santa Fe in 2015, followed by a performance in Philadelphia the year after.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.